We're back.
And we're back.
Rappaport's reality. Episode 4. Take 2.
Lucky number 4.
Lucky number 4. Take 2. This is Rappaport's reality podcast. My name is Michael Rappaport.
My name is Kibi Rappaport.
This is Rappaport's reality podcast episode take 2. And the reason why I am saying it's take 2, because it's fucking take 2. I don't like to curse on this podcast.
It literally is take 2.
We just recorded this exact same podcast 45 minutes ago. And somehow, some way, for some reason, and I gave advice on the very first podcast. I said the most important thing about any podcast is not what you're saying, not what you're wearing, not what you're talking about, not your stats, not your information, not your knowledge. Your plugs have to be plugged in and your batteries have to be filled to the brim. Now, I don't know what happened. I am a professional podcaster. Kibi Rappaport
apparently
is now.
Not.
That fucking thing just.
Yeah, it just went dark on us.
It just conked out. And if you do not save the gold disappears. And when I say disappears, there ain't no digging it up at the beach. There ain't no Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah.
It don't come back.
Oh, you guys should have heard me. I was brilliant the first time. Let's see if I could do it again.
Can we capture that lightning in a bottle again? This is when you separate the men from the boys. This is when you separate the podcasters from the professional podcasters. This is Rappaport's Reality, our podcast where we discuss all things pop culture, all things reality TV.
And a little bit of our lives.
A little bit of our life. This podcast is coming live and direct from Tel Aviv, Israel. Do not hang up. Don't fucking
love us anyway.
Don't hang up. I know that's a very, very dirty word to be saying.
Oh my goodness.
In this day and age, but we are recording from Tel Aviv, and I feel like I'm over my jet lag.
Are you?
I feel like I'm kind of over.
I'm not.
We do so much shit here.
I know. We're so busy.
In normal life, we don't do much in a day.
I know.
Unless I'm like working. Like, right. I don't do much. Like, half a quarter of what I did here today
is what you do in a week.
I would have shut the whole thing. I'd be like, yo, turn on ESPN. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm finished.
Also, too, when I got here, it was the morning time, and you did the smart thing. You just hit the ground running, and I got here with, 6:30 in the morning, and I got hit back to the hotel at like 8, and then I slept for 7 hours, and that really messed. Whenever you travel international, I think you should hit the ground and just jump in, and I didn't do that, so I'm kind of messed up.
Do you feel wonky?
I just don't feel like myself. I feel like I'm dying inside.
Is that because of the jet lag messes you up?
It's the bathroom, not going to the bathroom. It's like the sugar I'm eating. It's all my biorhythms.
Do you
want to
share
up.
What sugar you're eating?
No.
Why not?
Because it's just embarrassing. I'm eating like a 14-year-old puberty-ridden girl.
What are you eating? What did you get today? Share with the people what you got.
I went to the Shook and I got like jelly beans, jelly bellies, like a lot of them.
4 packs of jelly beans.
Shut up. You ate one.
I ate half. And I offered the cab driver some. He didn't want any,
yeah,
so I ate more.
He's not even eating sugar. That was embarrassing.
I think he said something about diabetes or he doesn't do sugar. And he looked like he shouldn't be on sugar.
Yeah, he did.
But we're here. We are in Tel Aviv. We are pumped up about all things reality TV. There's so much going on.
Thank goodness you have a VPN because we can watch on your computer.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So we're not behind.
No, we're not. We're not behind. Yeah. Well, now that the podcast is cooking, and thank you to everybody who's been listening. Thank you to everybody who's been DMing. Thank you to everybody who's been sharing. Thank you to everybody who's been commenting. Please share, please pass around. If you love reality TV, if you love pop culture, if you love some friendly fire, shit talking, this is your podcast. And we haven't talked much pop culture.
No.
The first few episodes. Yet we woke up this morning with what is going to be one of the biggest popular culture stories of the year. And we're only in March. Puff Daddy.
Oh boy.
Sean Puffy Combs, Diddy, P. Diddy, love. His house was raided by the feds.
Yeah, when you know when the feds come, they have reason.
They don't just show up, you know, like by accident. They don't come to the wrong address.
No.
There's an entire, like, you know, procedure. They come with the Hummers, the Humvees.
They don't put your kids in handcuffs for no reason.
They put his kids in handcuffs.
Yeah.
Christian, I think it's Christian, and the other one's name is Dior, or the other one's, his name is Prince.
I don't follow.
But they got, just like how they did on...
Jen Shah.
Jen
Shah. They did the same thing to Jen Shah's kid.
And that's a reference there. That's a good cross-referencing. Yeah. We could have referenced other people who've gotten arrested by the feds, but we referenced Jen Shah.
Because
and when they came for her, they were filming the show.
And she didn't know they were coming, remember?
This is the feds.
Right, this is the feds.
They sneak up on you from behind. As soon as you buy in that wine, they just sneak up from behind. To quote the great Biggie Smalls, who, of course, you have to associate him with Puff Daddy.
Yes.
And I'm just going to say this. We collectively, for years, have been hearing all sorts of rumors from girls. Well, I'm going to correct myself. The rumors that I've heard around Puff Daddy, Sean Diddy Combs, P. Diddy, they've all been from guys. I'm going to let that sit there.
You know what? I'm so uncomfortable with this conversation. Like what?
Because
like,
he's scary.
Yeah. You know what, babe?
But he got bigger fish to fry than the Rappaport's reality.
Allegedly. Yeah.
Like, all I'm going to say is I've heard some dark stories about everybody has.
Everybody has. But you know what?
All you got to do is go on TikTok and look up Puff Daddy. I mean, the fucking allegations on Puff Daddy have been going on
forever.
For years and years and years. Cassie, the girl that he dated for a long time.
She said it all. She pressed charges. It was all written. You could read the documents. It was scary, scary stuff. He's not a good guy. Okay. Somebody who has to call themselves love. Is in DeLulu, as
why,
the kids say.
Why do you say?
Because
he's overcompensating.
He's overcompensating for the unloving person that he is. He calls himself love. He means well, but he's not loving.
Because we're in Israel, and I woke up to seeing the stuff on my phone. If you guys are back in the States, you probably saw it in the early evening. But Kibi woke up, and the first thing you said out of your mouth is, oh, snap. P. Diddy's on the lam. He's on the run.
Which turned out to be like 20 minutes later, not the truth.
Well, I mean, this is going to be the fakest of fake news.
Right.
The stuff that's going to be surrounding this is going to... I mean, they've been on him, conspiracy theories, Illuminati, sex parties, all this stuff. These are just things that I'm repeating. That has nothing to do with the stuff that I
alleged.
Heard.
I mean, I heard it in my 20s. We heard about the parties. I mean, this is all... Jamie Foxx was filming him, and then he...
This is what they're saying. Filming Jamie Foxx. Everybody's tied into this shit.
Let's just stay out of it. I don't want to be a part of this shit. It's too dark.
It's very, very, very...
I'll just say this. Let's just say he's going to be like the Jeffrey Epstein of the music industry. I mean, this is...
The black Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
Shit, that's not something anybody wants. You don't want to be the black Jeffrey Epstein, the new Jeffrey Epstein, the Roman Catholic Jeffrey Epstein, the Puerto Rican Jeffrey Epstein, the Palestinian Jeffrey Epstein. Nobody wants to be the next Jeffrey Epstein top to bottom. And all I'm going to say is I have heard some allegations from some guys.
Why do you want to keep saying it?
I'm just saying.
I think we should just leave it alone.
I'm leaving it alone. I just wanted to
say. Because you say it, you've heard some things, and next thing you know, knock, 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 it's the feds wanting to ask you some questions if you heard something.
I'm just making it up. It's a podcast.
It's a podcast, and we've heard some things. I was there the night Biggie got shot, and the thing that I woke up to is I was like, okay, I was there, and all the allegations, they were in the car, they were at the party, the Vibe party back in what year it was. We had been broken up, and Danielle and I were at this party at the automobile museum on
Wilshire. This is a big story.
Big story, but it's not. I mean,
it's a big story. Kibi was there the night.
Of course, I was hanging out, and I was in this world, and everybody, the who's who of the music industry and Black Hollywood. I mean,
you said Maxwell and everybody.
Maxwell and Albie Shore and anybody. I mean, everybody. I think it was a Vibe party.
Vibe. Vibe. It was the Vibe party at the Automobile Museum.
On Wilshire and Fairfax.
Yep.
And I think we were leaving. It was late. And we were coming out. Into the parking was underground. So you would come out into the underground parking and pow, pow, pow. Like you heard the gunshots. He drove off. He was in the car driving. It passed us. And as it was going and it turned right onto
Fairfax
heading towards Wilshire. And we had just passed and we ran to her red Nissan Sentra. That's the car Danielle drove. And we ran and we ducked right to her car because we parked right in front.
And you called me that night after it was announced that it was Biggie that had got shot.
At the time, we worked at Soul Train. Danielle and I worked at Soul Train for Don Cornelius. Anyway, yeah, and I remember calling you. I think you were in New York.
I was in New York.
Yeah, you were
in New York. I was in New York and I was at my father's apartment.
Yeah, we were broken up.
But, you know. And it was, you know, it's when there were phones.
This is really corny, but I remember kind of loving that it happened so that I had a reason to call you. Isn't that cute?
Are you still like, you're like.
I swear. I know. I was like, any reason, like anything happened in like the world of hip hop that you loved and I could call you that I knew
about.
It was like
3:30 in the morning your time. Like you woke me up with the phone call.
Totally.
You told me he got shot.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So anyway. Weird.
Anyway, yeah.
We're staying out of it. And I'm not talking about any allegations or anything that I've heard over the years.
Yeah.
But
we've heard.
That story.
That
story is going to be the popular culture story of 2024 and beyond.
You are listening to Rappaport's Reality. We'll be right back.
Anyway, the last time we recorded a podcast, we were amped up. We were pretty much foaming at the mouth for the premiere episode of The Valley.
Yeah, because the trailers looked amazing, and I would say that it's promising. The first
very promising.
Very much so.
The first episode of The Valley premiered. It is not easy to start a reality show, even when you have OGs, all-stars, Bravo TV veterans.
Legends.
Legends. Jax Taylor is a fucking... I don't care if he got fired off of Vanderpump Rules. I don't care if he has possibly, allegedly done some work to his face. I don't know if it's fillers, Botox.
I think he has cheeks. I mean, I think he has so much filler in his cheeks that it makes me... I mean, look at me. I'm sinking. And I should probably do something about it. Or maybe the nose a couple more times.
Well,
by the way, Brittany admitted that we have friends that... She said friends, plural. Friends that are plastic surgeons.
And they just keep going to town on
Are they getting deals or what?
Because Brittany showed up in the beginning. She was in like one of those... Like, she had measles or some shit. Like, she had an ace bandage around her. She said she just got her chin fixed, her neck fixed.
Yes.
And Jax came in, to quote the great Miley Cyrus, like a wrecking ball.
Yes.
And he showed up at the end of Vanderpump Rules. And, you know, it was like Billy the Kid. It was like, dun, 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 dun. Or like Jaws. It was like, dun, 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 dun. And they shot it like that.
Yeah, they did. When he walked in, he came guns blazing, completely insulting Sandoval. Everything about him. What did he say? Did he say he was bloated or something?
You look like crap, man. You in the press. You look like crap.
Yeah.
He just went
the
off
nail
on
polish
the
is
nail
done,
polish.
Get rid of it.
You look old.
Yeah.
You look like you got to get rid of the nail polish. He just, it was like, he's back.
It was awesome.
And then the end of Vanderpump Rules transitioned beautifully, seamlessly from his confessional in Vanderpump Rules to his confessional in The Valley. It was set up and I am here for it. And to see him back on screen, and let's remind people, he got fired from Vanderpump Rules.
Because he told Lisa, you know, this is my show. And by the way, she was like, oh no, mofo, this is my show. But the thing I love about Jax is that he parlayed it. And this is a true professional. He was like, I'm going to have an opportunity to be on Vanderpump, and I am going to come in guns blazing, and then I'm going to smoothly come in, and then in the kitchen with Kristen, I'm going to mansplain her all about that she's not ready to have a baby, and I'm just going to take this over, and The Valley will be my show.
Right. You could keep West Hollywood.
Yes.
I'm taking over,
over the valley. That's my thing.
And his rant on Kristen Doty about having a baby, his concern about Kristen Doty's boyfriend, him to see them back like they never fucking left, to see Kristen Doty, a.k.a. KD, back. I've said it before, people like, she's nuts. I love her. I have a soft spot for her. I want her to do well. I want her to somehow, some way find love. To see her with Lala Kent in the backyard, somebody, we don't even know the rest of the characters' names yet. They have to earn that.
They have to earn that from us, yeah. I didn't even concentrate on their names.
But they were fun.
They were great.
The dudes were all banged up.
They were all banged up. They were great. It's funny. It's got some kitschy kind of humor to it.
It's like even, a Christopher like, Guest,
totally.
Judd Apatow, 40-year-old virgin.
It's almost like a spoof of a reality show at this point because they're older and they've all got kids, and I think it's really promising. It's going to be great. The idea that there's tattoos at a kid's party is...
Right. They were getting, somebody had a tattoo.
You want pain in the corner of a kid's party is interesting to me.
And they're all drinking at kid's parties. They were drinking. And they don't drink like, oh, I'm going to have like a Coors Light. They're drinking that brown.
They're going to get lit.
They're doing shots. And the people are pregnant. But just to see Kristen Doty... What did you think of Kristen Doty being back? Do you think this relationship
is... I loved it. This relationship does not... This guy's not for her, let's be honest. No guy's for her. She's not... Her picker is off. I was really sad. The picker. You know what I mean? The picker. I didn't make that up, I think. And maybe I got
it. Is that a term?
Yeah, somebody said it about Jennifer Aniston, I think, once. Her picker's off. She doesn't pick well with the men. I was so disappointed to hear that she moved... She was convinced by a guy to move out of her house.
That she owned.
Devastated for her. I was like, what is wrong with this girl?
And then 6 weeks later, they broke up with her. She was back in another apartment, right? She sold her house.
She's in an apartment, and now she's with this guy who's moving out of his place to move in with her. And I was like, Kristen,
what
are you doing?
And
this guy sounds like he's kind of a wet blanket to me, and I don't think it's right. Jax kind of knows her so well. He's like, oh, what are you doing? That's why he's not nice to the guy, because he knows that this, you know, in all his wackiness, he's got this weird wisdom, Jax. You know what I mean? Like, he kind of knows.
The wisdom of Jax Taylor.
Yeah, it's really true. But anyway, what did you think? I mean, you love her so much. I get annoyed when we're watching because I feel like you love her because you like crazy.
I just love her as a character. I think she's so entertaining. I want to see her do well. And to see her at this point in her life, you know, still trying to find love, I want to see her find some peace.
Yes.
You know, I don't want to see her doing witchcraft.
Yeah.
I don't want to see her struggling. I don't want to see her angry. And I always root for all the characters on all the shows. I root for them, even if I can't stand them.
I know, same.
I root for them. And I'm concerned about Jax and Brittany's relationship. Allegedly, they're having problems.
Yeah.
Allegedly, they've broken up before the season of The Valley started. I can't understand why Kristen Doty's with yet another, what do you call him, a wet blanket?
Yeah, he just doesn't have enough of a, I don't know.
And I felt bad that they talked about a past relationship where she sold her house, she moved in with a guy, and then he broke up with him. I'm just like,
ugh.
Damn, can't you, she's been in the valley for so long. I want her out of the valley.
Yeah.
I want her to get out of the valley.
Yeah, I don't know what she needs, but I hope that she wants a baby. I hope she gets what
she
needs.
Does she want a baby?
I don't know.
I feel she's saying that because she thinks that's what you're supposed to say.
Yeah, and everybody else is doing it, and she wants to be a part of it. She's always on the outsider. She's always trying. She's always me too. When is it my turn? You know what I mean? When is my gonna be my, it's just, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm raising my hand. Can you answer my question, teacher? And then she answers little Stephanie's question first. And Stephanie's quick-witted. And then there's another question that what's 11 times 11? And then little Lisa in the front row raises her hand. And Kristen's like, I know what it is. And she just never gets she never gets her moment. And I want to see her do well. But we will say I am amped and pumped and excited for episode 2 of The Valley.
Yeah, same.
Very, very promising, very exciting, and,
And all the other people are great.
We have to learn their names.
Yeah, we got to learn their names.
But like I said, you got to earn the learn.
Yeah.
You got to earn.
I think there's already a breakup that post-filming, there's another couple is separated from the show, so that's kind of sad. A reality kind of could do that to people.
Reality could definitely kind of do that to people. It's done it to people. And we saw it yet again. I'm pivoting. We saw it yet again at the end of The Real Housewives of Potomac. Daddy G and Mia had one of the darkest.
I know, but you're going to say, I'm going to have to interrupt you there because I don't think reality TV did it to them. That was happening way before reality TV.
I think reality TV kept them together all this time.
Straight up. Because I think they came on to get some money so that they could separate.
Weather this storm.
Yes.
But before we get to that, and we will get to that, we must get to that, because that was dark, it was twisted, and it was almost like TMI.
TMI for sure. I was uncomfortable. And it's hard, you know, you should never be uncomfortable while you're in bed watching TV, other people on TV. That's weird.
No, no, you shouldn't be uncomfortable. It's supposed to be a good time.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a good time. Like, you know, I'm all for, you know, like some chaos. I'm all for, you know, some tension. But when I'm like, yo, what is this here? And like, am I on Mia's side or my dad? We were like, I don't know who to pick because it was that bad.
It was bad. It becomes very uncomfortable. It's like, you know, what we should talk about, the women fighting. That's one thing. Women fighting like that is just...
Candace.
Unacceptable.
Let's go to the end of Potomac. Yeah. Because every season ends of Real Housewife franchise, I get a pang of sadness.
Me too.
And... the last episode, all the women gathered. They were all glitzed up, top to bottom.
Wait, oh, can we talk about the magazine cover?
What magazine was that, and who styled it? Was it bad styling?
I won't talk about the styling so much because I don't know, but the pictures weren't great.
And the women said...
they all talk shit about each other's pictures.
And they talked about their own pictures.
Yeah, and then Mia did say, well, these aren't the actual pictures. And I was like, well, where are the actual pictures? Because these are really not great.
And you blew them up like they're like 10
feet
tall.
And they were massive.
That costs money.
I know. I just was like, whoa, this is just really awful. So that was that. And to end with that was like really interesting. These massive pictures of these.
And what do you do with those massive pictures when they're done? Do you put them in your garage? You burn them? Like what do you want to do? Like what do you do with a 10-foot picture of yourself, let alone a 10-foot picture of yourself that you don't even like?
I don't know. They were not good.
But they gathered for the event, and a brawl broke out between Kay Kirana.
Kay, they're all calling her Kay, but I think her name is
Kirna. She was a friend.
Kirna.
And the Cookie Monster. Sesame Street. Ashley's friend, Sesame Street.
A.K.A. Deborah.
A.K.A. Cookie Monster. Mm-hmm. A.K.A. Sesame Street.
I'm going to stick with Sesame Street.
Okay.
I don't appreciate her. You know why I don't appreciate her? Because I feel like she came on the show, whether Ashley set her up to do it because she wasn't in good graces with Candace, I don't think, at the time. And, you know, she tried to set Chris up, which I don't like. Because the footage showed that Chris was not looking at her.
He wasn't even looking at her.
I don't think Chris wanted to be at that party.
No, he didn't want to be there, and he was not checking for her.
He was not checking for her. And also...
you could say what you want about the great Christopher Baskin, but he's not going to get caught on camera talking to Cookie Monster.
Chris Bassett. No, he wasn't checking. And then she did it to Happy Eddie. And Happy Eddie's just happy. He really is a sweet guy. She wasn't doing anything with him, so she tried
to take... Happy Eddie wasn't checking for Cookie Monster, and Chris wasn't checking for Cookie Monster.
She tried to take two husbands down. Like, this is not cool. And so, let's just start there. So I'm going to stick with Sesame Street. I thought
you were calling Cookie Monster.
Sesame Street. I like it better, because she's like all the Muppets. That's what she looks like. You can't pick just one. I'm not a fan. I don't like it. And also, I don't like when people bring their friends on that like immediately come, not just to be a friend. Be a friend. Where they're trying to get a seat at the table like that. I'm all for women's liberation and leaning in, but not leaning on my favorite reality show where you want a part. Like, stop doing that.
You can't just come on the show and attack.
And also, too, like, we know what you're trying to do. Like, just don't make it so obvious.
We're not stupid. We watch the shows.
We study the show.
The millions...
All of us that are listening, the hundreds of thousands of people listening. We know what you're doing, lady. Don't do that. We're not dumb. Don't do that. Don't manipulate us.
Don't insult our intelligence. Right. Don't insult our reality TV IQ.
That's a Hollywood term, right?
Well, they say basketball IQ. It's basketball IQ.
Which means we're knowledgeable in this shit.
But there was a drag out brawl.
Yes.
And between
you were gonna say how it comes about, where the show is ending, and they sort of go to explaining what people are up to at the end of the show.
Like Candace is doing this; she's working on her music.
And Ashley and GNA is
Giselle's father unfortunately passed, and Ashley and GNA they said they launched.
Yep,
they said this isn't going to be She by Sheree.
Oh, great, good to hear it.
And they have launched. We didn't verify it, but they said they have launched.
I have not looked. Because I'm not into yeast infections.
What do you mean?
I'm just kidding. That was a Candace shade. I just like that. Because she said that it looked like yeast. Somebody said it would look very much like it's giving Alexander Wang.
Yes.
And Candace said it's giving yeast.
No, she said Alexander Wang doesn't give yeast infections.
You're right, right.
Which, it's just TMI. Anyway, and this was like 39 minutes into it. And then the screen went black. And then it popped up. And it was G Money. Daddy G and Mia dropped a bomb. They dropped a reality TV show bomb that
so
Mia has been seeing a guy.
Mr. Ink,
who wanted to be called, is it Ink or Mr. Ink?
I think it's Ink. It's just Ink.
He didn't want to be called Mr. Ink.
No. He didn't want to be called his real name. She said, they kept bleeping out his name, and she said, don't do that. No, she goes, don't do that.
The only thing he says
says he doesn't want to mess up his brand by calling him his real
name.
Like
he's like works, like he's Pepsi some shit.
Right, he's Apple. Like, you know, it was so crazy to me. And he was like, okay. But he kept doing it anyway. So they had to keep bleeping out his real name.
And allegedly, Mia has been seeing Mr. Ink for 10 years. And G Money knew about it, didn't have a problem with it. Because, listen, if you meet in a strip club, you get married after knowing each other in a strip club, this is just the kind of lifestyle you're in. There's just no way around it. And, you know,
Are you saying once a stripper, always a stripper?
I'm just saying the mentality is just grimy. And she talked about him going to, spending all their money while they're still together, going to strip clubs.
Right.
And, you know, we found out that G Money had prostate cancer. So he said some of my organs weren't working.
Shit. Did you say that?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
And it just was dark.
Oh, it was so dark and so uncomfortable. And they were in the kitchen and she was like, do you want to talk about it now? And he says, and then he walked away from her. He said, what did he say when he walked away and said, oh, well, we could talk about it when you stop effing Ink? Or I don't know, babe. It was so gross and so uncomfortable to me. I was like, this is beyond reality. There's like a certain point where it's like, it's like watching somebody eat naked. Do you know what I mean? It's like too much. Like
And I'm in my bed watching you eat naked.
Yeah, no, it's like, this is way too much.
He's eating like a tuna melt.
Naked.
Disgusting.
I don't even think a therapist could have helped that conversation.
No.
Like, this is like, you guys should have left each other a long time ago. Leave each other alone.
Breached marriage. With, you know, bad businesses. Because remember they had the chiropractic business. What was it called? The joint.
Where the first episode when she showed her, second episode where she went to her business that she owned and she ran and she's a boss bitch. And it was empty. Like, I was like, this is a fake business.
Chiropractic office in a strip mall. I wouldn't go in there and you imagine going there like, yo, I need an adjustment.
Yeah, it just seemed non-operational. And then they had a big house and then they had to downsize and some things happened. And then he's suing his family members for, it just all sounds like really messy. And then her best friend came on and they were fighting and the best friends seemed like she knew more to her life.
Yeah, of course.
And then
she
shut her down real good and was calling her out of her name. And it just sounds like too much of a mess. Here's the problem though, that I'm really upset with, because when our shows that we love get to this level, it's happened with other shows when like New York got like this and to a certain extent.
The T word.
Toxic.
You are listening to Rappaport's Reality. We will be right back.
I'm worried about New Jersey coming, like, and how these girls got separated and the new cast members come and they're not talking to each other. We saw it at BravoCon where they have to have two separate panels.
There were two panels.
Because
I got to host one with some of the girls and then somebody hosted another one, and they didn't do it for sales. They did it because the girls refused to be on the same panel together.
Right. This is when, and I'm not saying this is where we're at, because unfortunately we heard that Candace is not coming back. She's taking a break.
Candace Dillard is not. But this is what happens when it gets too dark.
Yeah. People have to step out. When you start getting thrown around in a club and people are hitting you in the glass, your friends, people that are not even on the show are hitting you over the head with a glass. And you got to pick up a bottle to defend yourself. Like, this is just crazy. You know, and so...
And I'm all here for a table flip, babe.
Oh, I'm in for drama, and I kind of like, to go on the edge, but when it starts getting like this...
I don't like fights, but a table flip that doesn't lead to a fight, I'm happy with. If a drink gets thrown, as long as it doesn't turn into, like, glass being thrown at someone's face, like, we all like that. That's part of the culture.
Yes.
Of reality TV.
Yes.
But when it starts to be Cookie Monster and the Cookie Monster's... The Cookie Monster's friend. It looked like it was 2-on-1.
Yeah,
it was
no.
Two Muppets.
No, it's two Muppets
versus
fighting. And wigs are flying. Yeah,
It was bad.
It was really bad. It just was too.
I'm not with that.
I don't want to feel dirty after I watch my reality show. Like
I don't want to feel ashamed.
Ashamed. Right. That's what I mean.
Like that's not something I could brag about.
No.
Oh, and these grown women with kids got into a fight.
Yeah. And then one came in the next day with the ankle break, like a cast on her foot because her foot. Her manicure is messed up and her toe was broken it just makes me feel bad because.
But where do we go from here? Candace is gone.
I know.
Candace is lover or hater. And at one point I could not stand Candace.
We
got into an online beef.
I know.
When I was hosting Wendy Williams' show.
I know.
And Chris Baskin.
I know.
You know, they were pissed at me. And I said, yo, I'm just talking about the show, man. Like,
also, they were new to the game, sort of, so they didn't understand how it works. I think if they look back, they would understand. But I've always liked her because I always thought she's good TV. She's funny with the one-liners. She can shade like nobody's business. But in person, she's sweet. And I really like her. And I hope that she does well. She wants a baby. She's got a music career. So hopefully she's going to take a break and we'll see her back.
But that's a big loss to that show.
It is. It really is. It really is. Any of those main girls, they're really a great fit and a great cast. Hopefully we'll still have Wendy. We'll still have...
Shit.
I don't know.
What
I don't
is
know.
Fucking going on
I don't
in Bravo?
Know.
Like, what is the problem?
I don't know. I just think we'll see. We'll see what happens.
But Candace announced she was leaving the show. And then after the season finale of Potomac, after Candace announced she's leaving the show, the great Karen Huger, La Grande Dame, gets into a car accident and is charged with a DUI. Now, fortunately, La Grande Dame wasn't hurt, and La Grande Dame did not hurt anybody else. But again, it's like, what is happening, Karen Huger?
I don't know. And sometimes once that happens, well, you know, they're not shooting right now, but hopefully she can figure that out.
And why wasn't the Black Bill Gates driving?
Maybe they weren't together. Or were they together?
No, he wasn't. But I mean, like, why? Listen. Drunk driving is crazy.
No, that's crazy. Nowadays, there's no excuse for it. Sorry. You got Ubers. You got plenty of ways. It's a poor decision. No judgment, but it's just... Did I say poor decision, no judgment? That is judgment.
It's a poor decision.
It's a fucking poor decision.
No, poor decision, judgment.
But, judgment. So I hope that... I'm glad that she's not hurt, and I'm glad she didn't hurt anybody else. That's it.
Because we don't want another character in jail.
No. No.
We don't want like her down there with Jen Shaw. We don't want Jen Shaw down
we
there
can't
like
afford
like
another one
no
of our,
because
our ladies in jail here
because we're losing. They're dropping like flies.
But she's going to use it to her advantage, knowing the Grande Dame. She is going to make it a learning experience for everybody. That's just her style.
That's her style. Hope. Yeah, she has to. She has to make it for a learning, she might be doing some. Community service, which, you know, that'll humble her. Put her in, like, you know, one of those jumpsuits on the side of the road and make her clean up some trash because, you know what? Drunk driving at her
age. In Potomac, though.
Is she in Potomac or is she in North Potomac?
I don't know.
But you know, that will humble her ass is when she's got to, you know, get on the side of the road or scrub some graffiti outside of a high school or something like that because she's a grown woman, and I don't want to say an older woman. She's a grown woman. A beautiful middle-aged woman who does not need to be getting caught up in a drunk driving accident. You should know better. And, drunk driving, come on, Karen Huger. La Grande Dame of Potomac.
I know.
And what else, babe?
Well, speaking of Candace leaving, I'm also really disappointed that Anne-Marie Wiley is going from Beverly Hills. That I'm listen, and I wasn't even a huge fan of her debut. Like I was like, because I didn't want to talk back because I love Marcellus Wiley, the football player, her husband, but she's not coming back. Beverly Hills.
Yeah, she's not coming back, and I've never seen. No, other people have done one and done. I feel like she deserved another season.
I do too. Maybe it was her. Was it her decision?
No, because she said, I'm disappointed to say the least.
That's messed up.
And
what could have been the reason?
I don't know why. I don't know what the reason was.
Maybe the other ladies didn't feel...
I don't know how it works. I do not know how it works, but...
I hope it wasn't that last line on the couch where...
She stood up for herself.
I liked it. You know, I think we need someone to kind of be the contrarian and the... I don't care about the esophagus, even though she was wrong about that. You kind of
mean
need,
about Sutton Strack's esophagus?
You know, like she was annoying, but so what?
We like a housewife annoying.
Yeah,
I felt like she deserved another season. I felt like she deserved
just one more
another season
to see where it was going to go.
Yeah, I agree
because we didn't see her life.
No,
do you know,
we didn't get that much into her, and you know, she stirred it up, and that's always good for a first season person. But she didn't try to do too much. And I felt bad. And, you know, I could tell from her statement to say, I'm disappointed to say the least, because you put yourself out there. You put your family out there.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of like, wah, wah, wah. It's kind of like, it's like being fired. It's fucked up. And it's kind of probably embarrassing. And I think that I felt like she deserved another season, another shot, because at the reunion, she was picking up steam. So Anne-Marie Wiley, we are a team Anne-Marie Wiley.
Yeah, I am.
We feel like you should have been invited back. Mm. And what more can I say? Listen, we recorded this exact podcast,
not
but better.
Exact.
This was better.
This was better. It wasn't exact.
This was a better version.
We didn't get that far. We didn't finish.
No, we didn't finish because I looked down and somehow, some way, boom, the recorder just turned off. Anyway, we're done. It's Rappaport's reality.
Yes.
Reality or Rappaport. Kibi Rappaport. Me, Michael Rappaport, a telly friend, still continue to leave comments, share, tell all your friends that love reality TV to listen, to share.
Please share.
And, you know, we're doing it and we're going to continue doing it.
It's
rain,
fun.
Sleet, or snow, Rappaport's reality. I'm out.
I'm out. Love you, babe.
Love you.